Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Monday, February 28th. It's Public Sleeping Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart Furniture Department. You know, every morning after waking up, the first thing I do is make my bed. And tomorrow, I'm going to return that piece of junk to Kmart. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, a chilly start to the week. Currently minus 8 degrees, feeling just a few degrees cooler than that. But we will work our way up to a high of minus 5 today and our mix of sun and clouds and warmer temperatures for the next couple of days. And on Public Sleeping Day, today's random daily shout-out goes to Jeff Bezos. Just wondering, do you think that before he goes to bed, he puts his pajamas on?
I found it funny, sir.
Thank you. Hey, shout-out to the writing team.
I was just trying to visualize whether that was in space or on Earth.
You know what? It's Monday. I'm always slower on a Monday.
Space, nobody can hear you scream. Well, sleep escapes many people through the night, so if you need a little shut-eye today, it's totally fine because it's National Public Sleeping Day. Almost one-third of Canadians are getting less than 6 hours of sleep per night. Figure that. Oh, here's a side question. If we breathe oxygen during the day, what do we breathe at night? Nitrogen. Oh, goodness. Well, keep your keys. Want to call in and be an overt public sleeper? A sleeping bag will get the job done. But if you're a little uncomfortable sleeping in public, you might want some sunglasses or a hat or a newspaper. Remember those? And the event that you're at work, your boss walks in while your head is down, the first word you should say is amen. My buddy Bob told his wife that he actually enjoyed when she made him sleep on the sofa. He said it made him feel manly, like he was out camping with a really angry bear. All right, it's time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, I think maybe it's time for some Beastie Boys. No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
Oh, no, I didn't do that one. there's an artist that I've been kind of meaning to listen to for a while. I have a list of things to watch, and I kind of have a list of artists to listen to. And everything, all the both lists get, like, grow and grow and grow, and I don't feel like I catch up. But, you know, I do it anyway. And his name is Michael Kiwanuka. He's from the UK, but of Ugandan descent. And he has, like, an interesting style. It's kind of like grunge, funk, soul, kind of a lot of things mixed together. But he has a really great tone in his voice. And he has a song called Rest. For songs like this, you really need that person that has that, like, peaceful tone. And my favorite part of the song this time comes closer to the end. And it says, rest your soul, live in peace. I won't let you worry at all. And I'm like, man, if somebody could just say that and make it happen, you know. So the song for today is Rest by Michael Kiwanuka, something that I'm sure a lot of people feel like they could get, use more of, right? Use more of. A lot of parents I know probably feeling it and probably looking forward to March break, not the same way I am, because they're not going to get any rest on March break. But take it how you can, people. You need to take a little 20-minute snooze. James knows about those.
Well,
you know. Exactly.
12.
Listen, a little nap can make, like, it can do the drill. The other day, me and Ventura were working, and he fell asleep, but I didn't realize that he fell asleep. He was like, yeah, I fell asleep. I'm like, what? I said, what? Just like that? Like, how did you fall asleep?
What was he reading?
It's not a nap. It's longer than 13 minutes.
That's right.
Well, it was quick. It was like five
minutes. It was about 5 minutes.
Well, yeah. Then you're not rested either. You got to expect the balance.
he was like, yeah, I fell asleep. What do you mean? I just thought you were being quiet. Because sometimes we're dealing with the student. Sometimes we'll both talk to the student, but sometimes one of us will kind of lay off until we feel the need to jump in. But it was hilarious. I had no idea. But it happens, you know?
Yeah, snoring while speaking to a student is not an appropriate response.
Oh, boy.
Well, unless you finish it with amen.
But that is the song for today. Listen, get it how you can, people, because everybody needs a little rest sometimes. It makes a world of difference.
All right. So it's Siri was really listening, because all I had to do was type in the name Michael, and Kiwanuka came right up. So I don't know what's going on. Anyway, we got it added to our playlist, and it'll be in the show notes as well. So let's slide into Ventures with Ventura. Not physically slide into Ventures with Ventura, but let's slide into Ventures with Ventura segment. And what restful support do you have for us this week?
You know what? Before I begin, it's Monday. I'm going through Monday's motivation. But before I jump into that, I have a little story. So when I just started working downtown and I used to take the GO train, I would often wonder why so many people are sleeping on the GO train. Like, as soon as the GO train takes off, people start sleeping. Until about 2 weeks in, I found myself doing the same thing. I got so good at sleeping on the GO train, one evening on my way home, I slept past my stop. And then when I woke up, I heard, next stop is Ogden. What is Acton? I'm like, what? Where am I?
You ended up in Acton?
It's worth the drive, Tamik.
Oh, no. And the worst part of it is that when I came off the train, I wasn't the only one. There were three of us that were like, where are we?
So you had to pay extra.
Yep. It was a good thing. It was three of us, so we just took a cab back down.
But that makes sense.
But
yeah, so, by then you might not even get a train to come back.
Yeah, you have to. No, there were no trains coming back this way at that time. So you definitely have to take a bus or a cab back down. So yeah, so that's sleeping on the train, and people often do it. And you know what? The worst part of it is the people that fall asleep and they snore so loudly that everybody in the car is turning around to look. Who is that? Right?
That's the quiet.
In the quiet zone.
In the quiet zone.
I just can't believe you ended up in acting. That's so hard.
Oh, man. All right, so let me jump into Monday's motivation. I came across a very interesting poem by Brian Tracy, the speaker and author. And it's called You Cannot Change. You cannot change the world, but you can present the world with an improved person, yourself. You can go to work on yourself to make yourself into a kind of person you admire and respect. You can become a role model and set a standard for others. You can control and discipline yourself to resist acting or speaking in negative ways towards anyone for any one reason. You can insist upon always doing things and loving rather than in a hurtful way. But doing these things each day, you can continue on your journey towards becoming an exceptional human being. So in this week, guys, let's all strive to become exceptional human beings. We might not be able to change the world, but we might be able to influence a couple of people around us. That's it. Adventures with Venturo.
Great inspiration and helping us be better than we were yesterday. It is Monday, time for Monday's mystery.
Yeah, a couple of weeks back, I was out on my army training course. I was gazing up at the stars and thinking to myself, where the heck is my tent? Then I thought to myself, maybe they should have had his navigation before how to use a Coleman stove and setting up the tent.
Oh. Anyone can set up a tent, but you have to hold it down.
No, you have to find it. You know, like setting it up and then you camouflage it so that the enemy can't find it. But, you know, you sort of have to find it, too. Otherwise, it defeats the purpose.
Didn't
you know, use green camouflage in the winter? It's better, no?
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought your tent mates had a good system of finding the entrance to the tent.
Marking the tent.
Marking, as it were.
Hey, you know, you don't think about these things in times of war, you know, like... where you do number one and two could have a dramatic consequence.
Hey, on that note, that is it for us today, everybody. Thanks for our fans and friends and odds and ends for joining us this week. Have a great Monday, everyone. And everyone, get a good night's sleep tonight, because tomorrow we begin a 31-day march. All right, we are the wise guys and girl. You swear.
And do not pop a melatonin before you get on a GO train.
Yes.
That was a tip from Tamik and Ventura.
Timing is everything. Have a great Monday, everyone.